This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover things happening around the Umpqua Valley. And we want to look on the cultural side for a bit here. Ashley Kluver, the exhibits coordinator for Umpqua Valley Arts, busy over at the gallery getting ready because you've got a special event later in the week. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So we compile our upcoming opening reception for the members exhibit. It's an annual exhibit that we put on every year to celebrate the artwork that our artist members are creating in their current artistic practice. We're getting everything set up in the galleries for that and getting ready for our opening reception this Friday.
And I know a lot goes into this. The annual members exhibit, though, a little different than some of the other ones. Kind of explain how it works.
The opening reception or?
No, just the members exhibit itself.
Gotcha. Okay, yes. So the members exhibit is a little different in that the eligible members are all of our artist members. So if you're an active UVA member, you are able to submit one piece. It is non-juried, no themes, meaning that we can get just about anything through our doors. And it's always a surprise every year. We get some people who give us, like, content, some photos of their work, and some people just let us know they're coming and dropping work off, and so we get a first look right when it arrives.
And you're also getting work from some people that maybe are extremely experienced artists. There's certainly some examples of that around here, but other folks that are maybe, just a few years into it.
Exactly. That is the beauty of this exhibit. It allows artists of all levels of their career, whether they're emerging, established, or mid-career, it allows everybody to participate. And that's one of my favorite things about it, because we have a lot of upcoming emerging artists in our community alongside the established artists. And so it just gives everybody a chance to be seen together. And that's what makes the show really great.
And, I mean, this is a big one, over 100 works of art, right?
Yep, over 100 works of art. Specifically, this year, we're looking at about 148 pieces.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible, and I don't know how you keep track of all that. Talk about what kinds of things. It's not just all painting, obviously, other things too.
Absolutely, we've got ceramic work. We have multiple ceramic artists who have submitted work this year. We have a good number of high schoolers from RHS photography students who have submitted their photographs. We have a couple of installation-based pieces. We have wood, we have metal, a very large metal sculpture in one of our galleries, and just all around fantastic, diverse array of work.
And you have the members who are obviously very committed to the organization, support you financially, people that are invested in what's going on there. So an opportunity to see kind of what their interest in art has led to. And I know a lot of people really look forward to this show every year.
Yeah, a lot of our members look forward to it. A lot of our community members look forward to it because, as you said, our members are very dedicated. We have a couple that have been with us for many decades. So their work is part of the culmination of many, many years of experience. So it's a little bit like seeing where they're at now compared to where they used to be when they first started with us, in a way.
Yeah, and anybody who has worked on anything in life, whether it's a career track or something like art, and art will be more demonstrative of that when you can see something that somebody painted 30 years ago and then look at what they're doing now. You'd see a lot of differences in that.
Yeah, absolutely. You do see a lot of differences. And so for many people who have come year after year, which I always encourage everybody comes and checks out the show year after year, you get to see that that growth and stuff and get to see what artists are doing, especially if they had a medium that they were working in like a while ago, and then you see something now and they're trying something new. This is a really great way for them to kind of showcase some of the newer stuff that they're doing.
So it begins on Friday, which means, if I'm correct, your gallery has actually been closed or is closed this week.
It is. And while we don't like closing to the public, it's a necessary thing that we have to do with artwork being everywhere, us moving things around for install. But the fun part is everybody gets a chance to kind of take a step back and then come back to all brand new works in the gallery, different things placed in new places, and kind of get to see the space refreshed with a new layout as well.
Now, with that many pieces in this exhibit, you've got four main galleries. How do you decide what to put where?
Especially with a show like this, it's really diverse, and I'm not always aware of what's coming in until it gets here. It's always a fun little dance. I always like to say it's like its own version of Tetris. You have to find a way to place everything in a way that fits, that has space with each other, but also talks with each other. So it's a interesting mix of finding pieces that have threads of connection, similar themes, similar compositions and colors. There's so many different things involved, but it's one of the more fun parts about the exhibition transitions for me.
So as these come in, then you must use maybe your meeting room space or something as a place to put all this and just sort of look at it and try to figure out where to go from there.
Oh, it happens across all the galleries. Everything gets placed and compared across all the gallery spaces, so that way we can see them as one broad, big grouping of work.
So it opens on Friday at 4. Talk about how your opening receptions work if somebody's never been there before.
If nobody's ever been to our space before, you just come in through the door that's facing the back parking lot, facing towards Fir Grove Park. The doors are open at 4 o'clock, and it's free to attend. All of our opening receptions are free, and they include a first look at the artwork, a chance to meet the artist, because it's always fun to kind of, like, meet the artist as you're looking at the work and talk to them about what they were thinking behind each piece. And not only that, we also have bites of food, since it is around dinner time, and we want it to be a light, fun atmosphere. We have bites and sips available. We're also going to have some music. Some light music happening, and after everybody kind of arrives and gets settled, we have remarks at 5:30, where myself and other UVA staff will talk a bit about the show itself and about what's there and what the show's about itself, and then we just enjoy the rest of the night until 7 p.m.
You know, I get to these periodically. It doesn't always work into my schedule to get to the open houses. But one of the things, I actually was caught off guard, I think it was last year, coming into one, and somebody was looking at this group of photography. I had no idea who the person was. And he asked a couple of questions. Well, as you might imagine, it actually was the person who had done the photography. It was the artist, somebody from out of the area. And it was pretty fascinating to have a brief conversation and just kind of learn more about what went into those pictures and what he was trying to show there and how he picked them from, you know, a long list of pictures he'd taken.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I always say, like, the opening reception is great, because the artists aren't always able to come by on different days. We try to host artist talk from time to time where people can come and hear an in-depth conversation. We're planning more of those potentially for 2026. But the opening reception is one of the best times to kind of get to experience the art in a different way that way, because viewing the work is one way to appreciate and experience it. Actually getting to talk to the artist and learn about the work is a whole other thing.
Yeah, so that's going to be happening on Friday. And so once that opens, then how long will this members exhibit be on display?
The show will be on display through December 19th, and so if anybody misses the opening reception, it's not the last and only time you'll get to see the work. There's plenty of time between this Friday, October 24th, and December 19th. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so they'll be able to come by during our open hours and kind of view the work in their own quiet way, which some people really enjoy doing because, you know, opening receptions have a lot of people, and you get to talk to the artist. That's one benefit, but having your own little quiet moment to be able to experience the work is also really, really lovely.
Yeah, and for people who are able to do both, that's probably advantageous. So let's talk about some of the things that are going on around UVA, maybe starting off with education.
Absolutely. We have had a ton of educational programming come up in the last month or so on our fall schedule. For example, this Saturday, we have an intro to photography class from 1 to 3:30. It's just $10. You get to use your own phone with a camera, and you get to learn the basics of digital photography, basically lighting, cropping, filters, and more. It's really great for anybody that, you know, dabbles in photography and wants to kind of play around with what they can do with their phone. Beyond that, we have a ceramic mask workshop on the 28th of October from 5:30 to 8:30. We also have our team play open studio. Registrations are open for that. We have sticker making. And then, without getting long-winded, we have an entire holiday, handmade holiday workshop series where anybody, we have them open for the majority, if not all ages. You can come and make some gifts for yourself, make some gifts for family members. Just kind of come and have a nice evening with friends or something. Those are all leading up to a special handmade holiday marketplace that we're having at the end of November. But yeah, lots of really great educational programming coming up.
And I know for a lot of young people, it really gives them kind of an outlet. And especially if they're just getting started trying to figure this out, you've got instructors that can help, you know, kind of instill confidence so people want to continue down the path of being in the, you know, creating art.
Absolutely. And beyond those workshops I mentioned, we actually have an after-school art club for anybody who's not familiar for three different age groups. We wanted to create steady after-school programming for kids of all ages beyond just play because we really want to give these young artists a space to kind of explore these different mediums. And so, for example, November, we have after-school art club programming for ages 5 to 8, for ages 9 to 12, and 13 to 18, and they're themed. So for ages 5 to 8, they're going to explore soft sculpture in November, and for ages 9 to 12 and then 13 to 18, we're going to be exploring animation with them. So they get to kind of dabble in a couple of different things they may not have thought about doing before, learn new things, all with the guidance of a well-versed and experienced art instructor.
All right, so all of that going on education-wise. Anything else kind of under the education theme that we should mention?
Yes, we just launched PlayPlace registrations for the winter term for UVA members. So if you're an active UVA member, you can sign up for that today. If you're not a UVA member, you can take a look and see about signing up this next Tuesday, which that's the last educational thing. So I do want to do a little mention about an event we have next Tuesday, actually.
Okay.
So, we have our members meeting and party. It's going to be from 6:30 to 8. It's open house. You don't have to be a UVA member to come. We want anybody who's been curious about UVA and what we've been doing the last year to come check it out. We're going to have some displays talking about that stuff, some bites to enjoy, and it's open house style. So come, kind of come in, ask questions, say hi to us, and visit and hang out a minute, and then leave whenever you want to. But we encourage the community to come kind of hear about what's going on at UVA.
Now, is this something you've done before?
It is. It is our annual members meeting, but we're kind of making it more of a party this year. We want it to be fun.
And so people really can kind of get an in-depth look, not only with staff, and you've got a board and people like that that are working behind the scenes.
Absolutely. You're going to be able to get to meet the board members. If you haven't met all of our UVA staff members yet, we're all going to be there in full swing talking about the different programming that we're in charge of. And talking about, for example, like the success of the Summer Arts Festival this year, what new things are coming in our programming for 2026, and so much more.
Now, do we dare mention more about the what you might be doing during the holiday season?
Yes, we can definitely do that. So everybody can mark their calendars. I mentioned our handmade holiday market on the 29th of November. We're going to have a special handmade holiday market event day. So we're going to have artist members with tables selling their beautiful artwork. So if you want any handmade gifts for the holidays, that's a good time to come. We're also going to have some activities and stuff. So every attendance, every group or individual who comes, your cost to attend includes a select number of tickets that you can use for different activities that are going on and maybe getting a couple of bites from some offerings we have. But then you'll be able to kind of get to know and talk to some of our artist members and buy some of their work if you like it.
And how do people get signed up to come to this?
You're going to show up and attend the day of. It's going to be November 29th. And we have some details on our website about that, and you can definitely find it on our website, www.uvarts.com.
All right, so that's not that far off. And I know a lot of people, that especially even if you don't normally do this or have time to do this, a lot of people like to try to put a little energy into creating holiday gifts that are, you know, some more than just going out and buying something at a store.
Yeah, so it'll be a really a good opportunity to pick up some of that. Even if you like, just come to kind of see and support the artists and just kind of have some activity fun, like it's a really great day for that. Leading up to it, though, the workshop series is going to be really perfect for that.
And, of course, during the holiday season, I imagine, well, do you have other things related to holidays that you're going to be doing?
So far, that's going to be the main thing. But we do have some holiday hours to be aware of. We are, after the 19th of December, going to close for a short period of time. And it's just because we have some annual maintenance we're doing and we're kind of gearing up for the next year. But it's from now until December 19th, it's all education and our handmade holiday series.
All right. And of course, though it's a ways off, talk about Summer Arts Festival.
Yes, the Summer Arts Festival is always on our mind. It is a year-round planning process. So we have applications open for art, food, and entertainment. If anybody is an artist that wants to attend and vend at the event, if anybody is a food truck or food vendor and wants to participate, anybody who's a musician or any sort of community-based entertainment group like dance or magic or anything. We have applications open for that right now. We're going to be doing our drawing process on a rolling or a singular basis, depending on which option you're applying for. But we've got a little something for everybody to participate.
Wow. And I know some people are like, why are you talking about something that's happening next summer? But so much goes into it. It takes that long to make it happen.
Absolutely. We coordinate with hundreds of artists, different food and entertainment. We coordinate with hundreds of volunteers. And it takes really does take a lot of planning on our end as an organization to make sure that it goes smoothly. We want the experience to be pleasant for everyone involved, from guests to entertainers to the food and art. We want it all to be smooth and enjoyable weekend, and really is living up to the standards of the legacy of the event that it has had for up to 57 years now. It's crazy that we'll be doing our 57th year of this event.
And as we get ready to wrap up here, you mentioned the members meeting and party, but in general, if somebody is thinking about joining UVA as a member, what do they need to do that?
All you got to do is you can give us a call. That's one quick and easy way. We'll be more than happy to sign you up over the phone. But if you want to do it on your own time, you can also go to our website. Under our Get Involved tab, there's a short list and menu where you'll see membership. And if you click on that, it'll direct you to the page where you can learn about all of the members' benefits of being a member. But you can also click on the form and sign up. And just a little heads up, anybody who becomes a member and is an active member before next Tuesday will get a really free, cool free tote that we're going to be giving away to our members.
All right. And again, give folks the information for the reception on Friday.
Our opening reception for the members show is going to be 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. this Friday, October 24th.
All right. Ashley Kluver from Umpqua Valley Arts. So what's the website again?
It's www.uvarts.com.
All right, we'll let you get back to work putting the show together. That's got to be a credible amount of work going on this week. Ashley, thanks for being on.
Hello.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.